Hello, hello, and welcome to Self-Care is Sexy. My name is Chris, and I'll be your host. We are a weekly podcast that's here to generate and share self-care ideas with each other. Last week, I talked about a subject with which I am very familiar, and that was the consequences to lacking self-care. And not even just self-care alone, but lacking a plan, lacking the support. When you know self-care is a priority, that's all fine and good. But how do you switch your habits and your behavior to really actually put yourself first? And that's what that episode was about. If you didn't get a chance, you can always check out the past episodes, either on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, or you can head over to the website. It's www.selfcareissexy.com. Okay, I want to give you guys a preview of what to expect from today's show. So today, we're talking about the power of positive thought, about how it can change our perspective, and how it feeds us positivity, and it helps us to give us exactly the self-care we need when we need it. It's a quick injection, high-dose way to get that immediate self-care. And if you're having a hard time figuring out how to create like a lasting self-care plan or self-care that like really, really recharges you and gets you back on track, back to where you were meant to be, positive thought is a practice for you. And I want to share this with you. I want to share the ways that you can practice this positive thought. And of course, I've got some great self-care ideas this week to share. But first, I have a few quick housekeeping notes. Number one, please take the time to rate this podcast in iTunes. It is the best way that you can send me a shout out for the show. And I do want to say a very special thank you to Dara for reaching out. I'm so sorry that there's not a way to rate the show in iTunes unless you actually have iTunes.
You will be assimilated.
Nah, but really, seriously, thank you. I appreciate the thought, and I love that you want to help out. I'd say in lieu of a review on iTunes, maybe just a shout out or a comment on the social medias. That's just as awesome. So thank you so much for that support. Very awesome. Number two on housekeeping, I just want to let you know we still have a passion planner to give away. And later in today's episode, I'm actually going to share with you the month in review questions to give you kind of a sneak peek at how amazing these things are. And I want to make sure you guys know that for real, I'm not getting paid to talk about these things. I was told about a passion planner through a dear friend of mine, and I've been singing its praises ever since. I went out and got one, and I just really want to share with you guys what's working for me. And that's the point of this show. It's about sharing the resources that we come in contact with, that we've actually tried, and we can say with authority we know that it works. And speaking of, I've also got some great recommendations of some new books and other podcasts, some movies, and a few other different resources that community members, friends of mine, and other participants in the Self-Care Sexy Project that I want to pass along to you because they worked for them. Okay, and last but not least, I want to let you guys know about something that I'm gearing up to do. It's an idea that I came up with, and all the details are going to be rolled out in next week's episode. But basically, I'm starting a cut the sugar campaign. And I'm doing this for two reasons. One, I need to cut the sugar out, right? It's not healthy for my body. And number two, I'm highly addicted, like straight up an addict. So I was like racking my brain, trying to come up with a way to cut my sugar. And I thought, well, duh, the podcast, create a challenge and talk about it and how it works as a self-care method. So stay tuned, details to follow. I'm going to definitely be motivated on the social networks to get you guys a part of this challenge as well. So stay tuned for that. Okay, so for today's show, the concept that we're talking about is the power of positive thought. And I wanted to talk about this today for a very specific reason. So the presidential debates happened this week. If you're listening in real time, it's campaign season here in the United States. And this last week was the first televised presidential debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Now, I'm not going to get into any kind of politics on this show. That's not the point. But it's a very important event. And this election has a lot of charge around it, a lot of energy and feelings around it. So I was watching this week and reacting to what I was seeing, and I began to get feel like filled up with like fear and anxiety and negativity. And then of course, subsequently this whole week just have been bombarded, right? By all of this nonsense one way or the other. And thank little baby Jesus that I was able to recognize what was happening. And I conscientiously made the choice to shift my attitude. And that simple practice in the face of these powerful emotions, it changed my entire week. You know, the debates were on Monday this week. So instead of operating through this week bummed out, stressed out, buying into all the fear and fretting about the future, I was able, through the power of positive thinking, to get myself out of that trap. And so I wanted to share with you guys exactly how I did that, share with you, you know, some of the benefits and talk about it. But let's make sure we're all kind of singing off the same sheet of music here. Let's make sure we're all understanding exactly what I mean when I say the power of positive thought. So first of all, there's a book out there and it's called The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. And I love and I will highly recommend this book. It's an oldie but a goodie. It's been a few years since I've actually read it, and I did revert back to it. It's kind of like a little manual. So at difficult times in my life, when things get challenging, I'll just pick it up. And you can really start reading anywhere in this book and grab just amazing little gems. So again, I highly recommend it. It's a really cheap book, too. And that reminds me, actually, if I ever mention a book or a song or a website or anyone I interview for the podcast, I link all of those to the resources page at the website, www.selfcareissexy.com, just to let you know. Okay, so this amazing book, I wanted to share with you some quotes from that book to give you an idea of what it is I'm really talking about. So we all kind of have a foundation. So, quote, "The way to happiness. Keep your heart free from hate, your mind from worry. Live simply, expect little, give much. Fill your life with love. Scatter sunshine. Forget self, think of others. Do as you would be done by. Try this for a week and you will be surprised." End quote. Another quote from the book that I just absolutely love that sums up this concept that I'm talking about, the positive thinking, is, quote, "Our happiness depends on the habit of mind we cultivate," end quote. Okay, so this book, and I'll summarize, but understand that I could never do it justice. There's no substitute to like actually filling your mind by reading, so please check this book out. Like I said, it's an oldie, you know, the wording's a bit, you know, old school, but this book just goes into such great detail about like how a peaceful mind generates power, how that's really the source of greatness, is being able to control your thoughts and spot when you're getting into a negative spiral. And also about how being intentional about your thoughts can completely change your life. Now, researchers say that we have about 60,000 thoughts a day, and that's just nutballs to me, right? So, like, most of us are on autopilot. You agree? Through the majority of our lives, we're just kind of stuck in our heads, and it's so easy to get onto a negativity kick. You know, one assuming thought, like, who's going to be elected president in November, can lead to worry, and then if it's not your candidate, like, oh my gosh, what if my candidate doesn't win and what's going to happen? And am I going to have to get a visa and move to Canada? Are they going to make, you know, my life difficult and what's going to happen? Ah. And then worry can spiral into fear, right? And then fear into doubt and doubt into dread. And then you're just like stuck in this total downward spiral. And for some people, that leads them pretty deep. Like it takes them to a dark ass place. And, you know, that's just one thought. You know, that thought will fizzle out, and then we switch our attention to something else, and then bam, like another thought creeps in. And, like, we can very easily just become, like, victims to our racing, squirrel-like minds. But what this book teaches you is that you have the ultimate control, and you can, through simple practices, change that default downward spiral that you can get into, and you can stop it in your tracks. You have all the power to do this. You know, the book also walks us through how to break the worry habit. Because if you're worrying, you're in the future, right? You're missing out on life right now. And you're trading that in for what could happen or what could be. The book goes on to talk about how you have to choose how to think. You have to develop habits of positive thinking in order to make that your brain's default. Okay, so how do you do that? I came up with a list, you know I love lists, of 7 different ways that you can start today to use the power of positive thought to totally change your perspective and, in the same realm, give yourself the self-care you need. Because as you begin to cultivate a habit of positive thinking, the ultimate result is that you're going to care better for yourself. So again, these are 7 ways that you can start right now, today, with no money, with no prior experience, without having to read that whole book, and you can really start to change your attitude and shift your behavior, and please watch carefully to how this is going to change your entire perspective as compared to like when you're on autopilot. So the number one way that you can utilize positive thought to change your life is by gratitude. Okay. So like as Tony Robbins and like other great minds, they all say you cannot be angry and feel gratitude at the same time. It's impossible. It's biologically impossible. They hooked people up to these super complicated tracking machines and figured this out. So right now, wherever you're at, maybe at the end of this podcast, I want you to write down 5 things you are very grateful for. Things that you know are important to you, that are an advantage for you, that you really enjoy. And this, it's the best way to squeeze the most out of this practice is to do it often on a daily basis, because you're creating a habit, right? So doing it as a one-time quick fix, I want you to do it just so that you can see the power of it. But even better than that, I would love for all of us to cultivate this habit of waking up or going to bed or sometime throughout our day, writing down 5 things that we're grateful for, and not just writing it down as like a humdrum practice, but then in the moment of writing it down, filling yourself up, totally immersing yourself in the gratitude for that event or thing or person or whatever it is that you're thankful and grateful for. Number 2 on the ways that you can use positive thought to switch your attitude right now is breathing or slowing down. One of our community members, Sarah C., shared with everyone on Facebook this incredible forgiveness meditation. I'm going to link it to the website, so please make sure you go check that out. I cannot tell you enough how incredible this breathing meditation is. It just, every time I go through it, and it's only like 20 minutes long, it's not that big of a deal. And if you can't squeeze 20 minutes out of your day to slow down, you know, to take a break, to just disconnect from everything, put your phone on do not disturb, you know, tell your clients you're out of the office, schedule it and say that you're unavailable. You know, maybe get some free time when the kids are taking a nap or whatever you need to do. But you have to be able to at least find 20 minutes out of your entire day. That's such a minuscule percentage of your entire day to switch the way you're thinking and to do this breathing and slowing down meditation exercise, because it really will change your perspective. And then when you return back to whatever it is you were doing before, you know, whether it's at work or with the kids or running around, I guarantee that you're going to come back to whatever activity you started with a better perspective, with a fuller heart, with the capability of looking at life through the positive thought lens. And that leads me to number 3. The 3rd way that I think we can use the power of positive thought immediately is just doing what you're doing right now. Saturate yourself in positive messages. you know, this podcast is a great resource. I'm sharing with you everything that people are bringing to me. And for whatever reason, people feel comfortable talking to me about this kind of stuff. And they tell me all the time what they're doing, what's working, what's not working. So this is a great resource, but there are so many more out there. I mean, if you're struggling and you're like, I don't know where they're at, check out our previous episodes and really check out some of these people that I've taken the time to interview. One of the gals we had on the podcast previously, her name is Trish Blackwell, and I cannot tell you enough how this lady is just a total embodiment of positive thought and the power of positive thought. She has a podcast called Confidence on the Go. You can find it through iTunes or at her website, trishblackwell.com. You can also find her on social media. She's, of course, linked to both Self Care is Sexy and my personal page. So you have got to surround yourself and saturate yourself in these positive messages, because that's going to help your mind default to that every time something challenging or worrisome comes up. Number four on the list of ways that you can use the power of positive thought, create a morning routine that contains some kind of positive affirming practice. So if there's one thing I have learned in my pursuit of happiness and my pursuit of how do I take care of myself, it's that every great successful leader of our time, every great successful leader who's ever made a legacy impact on this world, they all have something in common. They all have some sort of morning routine that they go through that helps pump them up, prime them for the day, get them ready for life. And it's a practice. They do it every morning, whether it's you know, sun salutations in the morning with the yoga practice, or meditating on an actual cushion, or, you know, whatever it is you can do. Maybe it's just waking up and before your feet hit the ground and you start all the thinking and the doing and the going and the planning, you just say a small prayer of thanks for whatever it is that's going well in your life. Number four on my list of ways to use the power of positive thought, turn on music you love, i.e. create a self-care sexy playlist. You can check mine out on Spotify. Just search self-care sexy. You'll find me there. But we talk about this. Actually, my sister and I talk about this all the time. We talk about shifter music. Music that you turn on, like you could be raging against the world, hating everybody, wanting to just strangle your children, smack people, frustrated, and just in the worst mood. And you can turn on these playlists, you can create them ahead of time out of positive, happy music. And I promise you, no matter what negative, horrible, hellish situation you're going through, having positive music surround you absolutely creates a domino effect of positive thinking. The same way that angry, hardcore, or metal music can get you pumped up and really like raring to go. It's some sort of biological response to the music that feeds us. And what works for you might not work for me, but at least you can try it as an option. And you know what? We're going to have a whole episode by which we share each other's playlists and talk about, you know, maybe why that song is on our self-care sexy playlist or how that song makes us feel and so forth. So get to thinking about that and maybe create your list and share it with others, because the bigger, you know, playlist that we can get going as a community, you know, the more you can hit skip if something doesn't make you feel good. Okay, number six on my list of the ways that you can use the power of positive thought, give to other people. And I would say the caveat here is give to other people with no expectation of an outcome or reaction. You know, do something nice for someone who can never repay you. These small acts of kindness are incredibly powerful, and they really fulfill you. And I know you know this because everyone's done something kind for someone and had the other person react. And you know in the moment when you hold the door for someone who's got their hands full, or you pay for someone's groceries who very clearly cannot afford their groceries, or you pay for the Starbucks for the person behind you, that type of thing. These small acts of kindness really do help to sustain and fulfill you when you might be in a negative headspace. So if you find yourself really challenged by feeling positive or seeing the good in the world, go out and do esteemable things. Go out and do something nice for somebody. I want to send a shout out to one of my friends, Julianne Moore, an incredible resource, and I'm going to have her on the show too, you guys. She's a powerhouse if you've not met her. She posted on Facebook that a local burger joint, we call it Burgerville, was doing some sort of special coupon where you could get burgers for a dollar. Like, and these are really good quality local cheeseburgers. So she took her and her son, and they went and bought $20 worth of cheeseburgers and then just walked down the streets of Portland, because you can do that here, and handed out cheeseburgers to homeless people. And when I read that on Facebook, I was just so blown away that, one, she had the forethought to do that nice thing. Two, she included her son to go with her. Like, what an incredible legacy to leave on him. And then three, that she shared it on the social medias to, in a way, to try to prompt others to do it. And when I saw that, I was like, man, this woman is awesome. Think of the 20 different people that are going to get a warm, delicious, local cheeseburger today that don't have to ask for it. They don't have to go anywhere to get it. They don't have to panhandle or, you know, beg for change to get it. Somebody just brought it to them. And the impact that that can have, especially if you're in a place where all you want is a cheeseburger, right? You're not worried about who's going to get elected president. You just want to not sleep in the rain and have a warm meal. A cheeseburger is the difference between thinking that this world is against you and thinking that this world is for you. That's how powerful one small act of kindness is. And if you're looking for other ways that you can give to people, another friend of ours, a community member, Gina, she does a monthly thing called the Burrito Project. Now, sadly, I've only participated once in this project, but it goes on every month where her and a bunch of friends get together. They make these giant-ass burritos. Sometimes they bag up dog food. And they go around to the homeless people, and they pass out food and dog food. And it's incredible the amount of thanks and gratitude that people show you when you go and do that. It is fulfilling. It's reaffirming. And that act will start to shift the way your brain works. And that is the power of positive thought. It can change our world. Last but not least on my list of ideas on how the power of thought can really help you is to journal. And I've talked about this as a self-care method before, but I certainly can't sing its praises enough. As a matter of fact, I want to share with you guys, I've been talking about the Passion Planner a lot. One of the parts of this Passion Planner is it's also a journal. And it allows you to kind of review your month. So just real quickly here, I wanted to go through the month end section of my Passion Planner and share with you what I do this time of month. This is the end of the month of September. And I, at the end of the month, we host a self-care sexy brunch. The day of the brunch, I usually go early and I have my Passion Planner out. And I sit and I enjoy my cup of coffee and I review my month. And I go through my Passion Planner. And these are the questions that I encounter and answer. I encourage you to experiment with doing this as well. Or head over to passionplanner.com and get your own. We are still giving away a Passion Planner. So if you aren't financially able to get your own right now and you really, really want one of these bad boys, check out our previous episodes, because we are giving one away in a contest right now. Okay, so again, those questions, the monthly reflection questions in the Passion Planner. Number one was, what was the most memorable part of this last month? Describe it. Number two, what were the biggest lessons you've learned in the past month? Number three, review your planner for the past month and assess your priorities. Are you happy with how you spent your time? If not, what steps can you take this next month to adjust them? Number four, how are you different between this past month and the month before it? Number five, what or who are you especially grateful this past month? Number 6, name 3 things you can improve on this upcoming month. What are concrete actions you can take to work towards these improvements? And lastly, from 1 to 10, how do you feel overall about this past month? Okay, if you guys aren't aware of these passion planners, if you do not know what I'm talking about, please go to the Facebook page, selfcareissexy.com, or facebook.com/selfcareissexy, and check out a picture that I posted of the, there's a blue planner, that's mine, and then the black planner is the one I'm giving away. And again, these, I'm not getting paid to tell you about these. I just want to share this resource with you because it has changed the way I function, and it's been such a great idea. So there you go, a quick list of ways that you can enact the power of positive thought. Just to review, they were 1, gratitude. 2, breathing or slowing down. 3, saturate yourself in positive messages. 4, create a morning routine. 5, turn on music you love. 6, give to another person. 7, journal or write it all down. So just maybe try one of those things today. And over this weekend, let me know how it worked for you or how positive thinking has helped you change your perspective or attitude. And along those lines, I wanted to share some ideas from our community this week. So a big shout out and thank you to Sarah, Jessica L., Mark, and Anthony. I had a great talk with Anthony, and I'm going to try to get him on our upcoming Manisode because you guys may not know this guy, but let me tell you, we have some very incredible people in our Self-Care is Sexy tribe, and he is one that you're going to want to know. He's amazing. Okay, so some self-care tips for this week from our community. 1, somebody had mentioned stretching, and I will link, there were several stretches that they recommended specifically. I had shared previously that I had a back injury, and so someone from our community reached out to me and gave me some incredible stretching tips. I will share them with you on the website. 2, someone had suggested resist the news, which again, here in the United States, it is election season, so that is very challenging to do. But they were joking around, and Mark had said, you know, stop watching the constantly negative network, CNN. And I was like, oh my God, that's so true. 3, listen to the positive messages. And again, Sarah had shared with us that forgiveness meditation. There's a link on the website. 5, declutter your space. One of our listeners, Jess L., had mentioned a book that I'm going to link to our website, and it's about the power of physically decluttering, helping you to mentally declutter. The next resource was reassess your month via the Passion Planner. That's my resource for you guys. We had talked about it previously, but volunteering, get out there this fall. Maybe closer towards the holidays, there's going to be tons of options. Believe me, you can Google United Way and get tapped in, but volunteer. Get out there and do something nice for other people. It will really help yourself and your positive outlook. So I highly recommend that. Another idea I got this week from a listener, Carrie. Thank you, dear. It was so sweet. She said, brush your own hair. She loves to do it before she goes to bed. And she said sometimes she'll even count that way that she's brushing evenly. And she said it's very soothing. And I tried it. You know, my hair is pretty short, but I did try it the other night. And you're right. It is. It's totally soothing. Great self-care tip. We love it. Another self-care tip I got, and this came from Anthony, the guy I was telling you about, I really want to get on the Manisode, and he and I were talking about making eye contact with people. You know, in our highly active digital world, it's more and more challenging to find people that are just willing to make eye contact, and that connection and that human bond is really extraordinarily important to the way we think, and so I think it's a challenge, and I challenge you to do that today. Just make genuine eye contact with people. Don't avert your eyes. You know, I know that some people use that as a self-preservation mechanism. You know, don't make eye contact with the crazies, right? Like, I've heard that before. But I would encourage you that, you know what's best for you. You can gauge whether or not it's a good or bad situation, but good eye contact just in a brief moment is just a really good way to reaffirm positivity in the world. And last but not least, we're going to have an entire show, a DIY show on this, but we're going to talk about writing and sending yourself positive postcards or hosting a postcard making party, which we're going to have one coming up here very soon. So stay tuned for the details on that. Okay, you guys, that's it for this week. Thank you so much for joining me. If you have a story you'd like to share and you want to be on the show, please email me. It's Chris, K-R-I-S, at selfcareissexy.com. Okay, you guys, clearly we have great content coming your way, so make sure you stay tuned. And remember that self-care is sexy. We're giving you permission to put yourself first.